Hey, have you ever had a day that felt like sunshine in your heart? Another that felt a little chilly and gray inside? I know I have. Some mornings you jump out of bed like a superhero ready to play. And other mornings, you just want to curl up like a sleepy kitten under a blanket. Long ago, people in ancient Greece told a story that helps explain those feelings and the seasons of the world. It's the story of Persephone, a bright young girl who loved flowers and sunshine so much that she made spring bloom wherever she went. I'm Laura, and this is Faithfully Explore, the place where we discover the world's beliefs, celebrate our differences, and grow together. Today, we're traveling to ancient Greece to follow Persephone's journey through light and shadow and back again. Take a deep breath in and out, and let's step into the golden fields where her story begins. Close your eyes or just let them get a little blurry. Imagine you can feel warm grass tickling your feet. We're walking through a sunlit meadow. Can you feel the sunshine on your face? The air smells sweet like honey and freshly cut grass. That's Persephone. She's the daughter of Demeter, the goddess who cares for all the plants and crops on Earth. When Persephone laughs, flowers pop open. When she skips, green shoots stretch taller to see her. Persephone spends her days weaving flower crowns and singing to the birds. She loves color and fills her baskets with blossoms. Her mother's heart glows just watching her.
Stay near the meadow, my flower. The world is wide, and not all of it is warm.
Persephone nods, but her eyes sparkle with curiosity. She wants to see every hidden corner of the earth. One bright morning, she spots something she's never seen before: a single golden flower glowing on a small hill. Its petals shimmer like sunlight caught in glass. She bends down, her fingers brushing the stem. The earth trembles. A crack splits open in the meadow. From the shadows below thunders a chariot pulled by four black horses. At the reins stands Hades, god of the underworld. His eyes gleam like starlight in a cave, calm and serious. Before she can even take a breath, the horses surge forward. Whoosh! The ground closes behind them. The meadow falls silent. And in that stillness, the world takes its first deep sigh of sadness. Above the ground, Demeter looks for her daughter.
Persephone.
She calls her name through the
Persephone.
forests and over the hills,
Persephone.
but only the wind answers back. Days pass, weeks pass. Demeter's tears fall like cold rain, and her sorrow spreads across the earth. The fields refuse to grow. The green bled from the leaves. Fruit shriveled and fell. That's how the first winter began. Deep, deep beneath the ground, Persephone opens her eyes. She expects darkness, but instead she sees light. The walls around her don't just sparkle, they glitter with millions of gems. blue sapphires, red rubies, green emeralds, glowing like a secret galaxy of stars. Small silver rivers flow through the caverns, and strange, beautiful flowers, pale as moonlight, bloom along the shimmering banks. It's not scary. It's beautiful. But even surrounded by underground beauty, Persephone feels a tug inside her chest. She misses her mother. She misses the sun. Hades watches her, noticing her sadness. He speaks in a voice that sounds like deep thunder far away.
Persephone, my world has never known warmth or laughter until you came. I never meant to cause you pain. Here, taste these.
He holds out a pomegranate, red as the beating heart. Its seeds glisten like rubies. Persephone hesitates, but her stomach grumbles. She is so hungry. So she takes just one small bite, then another, until she's eaten six tiny seeds. They taste sweet, tangy, and like sunshine trapped in fruit. The moment she swallowed, something magical happened. An invisible thread wrapped gently around her heart, tying her forever to the world below. For in the old magic of the underworld, anyone who tasted its food was destined to return again. Up above, everything is still frozen. Snow covers the ground. People shiver, hungry and tired. Even Zeus, the great ruler of the skies, looks down and shakes his head.
Enough! The world cannot survive without life. Hermes, fly fast! Tell Hades to send Persephone home.
Brother Hades, the earth is dying. Demeter will not let anything grow until her daughter returns.
I understand. She may return to her mother, but she has eaten six seeds of the underworld. So, by ancient law, she must stay here for 6 months each year.
From that day on, a special promise was made. For 6 months, Persephone would live on the earth, bringing sunshine, color, and growing things. For the next 6 months, she would live below, bringing kindness and light to the world of shadows. When Persephone first steps onto the earth again, her feet touch brown soil, and boom, the world wakes up. Grass pushes through the snow, tree buds pop open, and rivers rush with laughter. And in the distance, Demeter runs to her daughter.
Persephone, you've come home, my child.
Mother, I missed you more than the sun.
They hug and laugh and cry all at once. The warmth of their love spreads across the land. Flowers bloom, fruit ripens, and farmers dance in their fields. It's the first spring. Just like a story, the seasons never really end. They simply begin again. When Persephone returns to the underworld each autumn, the leaves turn golden, then drift away. The air grows cool and quiet as the world prepares to rest. When she rises again, spring returns. The cycle begins anew. That's how the seasons were born. From a mother's love so strong, and a daughter's brave heart that keeps the world turning. This story gives us a beautiful truth, explorers. Persephone's journey isn't just about seasons outside. It's about the seasons inside us. Think about it. Sometimes we have winter days when we feel quiet, tired, or need to tuck ourselves inward, like a seed resting in the soil. On those days, it's good to slow down, breathe deep, and let our hearts rest. And then we have spring days when our laughter bubbles up, when we feel bright and ready to stretch toward the sun and learn something new. Both seasons are part of us. Both are beautiful. They teach us how to rest and then how to grow. Let's pause for a moment. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out. What season do you feel like inside today? Maybe you're in your spring season, full of energy and ideas. Or maybe you're in a winter season, quiet and needing rest. Both are part of the rhythm of life, just like Persephone's journey. Now that we've followed Persephone's story, let's feel it in our bodies. Find a cozy space where you can stretch, move, and breathe. Take a deep breath in and a slow one out. Ready, explorers? Let's move through the season's flow.
Spring.
Sit tall and bring the bottoms of your feet together so your knees can flutter like wings. Gently let your legs flutter like butterfly wings. Can you make them fly super fast? Now, can you make them fly in slow motion? Imagine you are a flower waking up, spreading your petals for the first time. Take a deep breath in. Feel the sun and whisper with me, I am blooming.
I am blooming.
Imagine colors spreading all around you as Persephone returns to the world. Everything is waking up, and so are you.
Summer.
Now stand up tall. Plant your feet firmly on the ground like roots reaching deep into the earth. Raise your hands up high over your head, stretching wide like rays of sunshine. Just like how Persephone and her mother Demeter fill the land with warmth. Now take three big breaths together. One, reach up high. Two, smile at the sky. Three, feel the warmth in your chest. Say this with me. I am strong and full of light.
I am strong and full of light.
You are the summer sun, bright and kind.
Autumn.
Now slowly bend forward, letting your arms dangle like leaves drifting down from a tree. Let your head hang heavy. Let your shoulders relax. Sway side to side, just a little. As Persephone prepares to travel back below, the world begins to quiet. The leaves turn golden and the air cools. Take a deep breath in and sigh it out like the wind. Now whisper with me, I can let go.
I can let go.
Just like the trees, you can release what you no longer need. Worries, mistakes, or heavy thoughts, let them drift away like leaves on the wind.
Winter.
Now gently kneel down. Bring your big toes together and fold forward, resting your forehead on your hands or the floor. This is a child's pose. Imagine you are a tiny, powerful seed under the soft earth. The world is still, and resting. And so are you. You are full of a secret magic, just waiting for the right time to grow. Feel your own steady, quiet heartbeat. Say this with me, deep inside your heart. I am resting. I am safe.
I am resting. I am safe.
Stay here for 3 slow breaths. Let your whole body soften like snow falling gently.
It's spring again.
Slowly begin to uncurl. First your head, then your shoulders, rising up like a sleepy bear after a long winter's nap. Reach your arms wide and then stretch them way up to the sky. Wiggle your fingers like little sunbeams. Wiggle your toes. Feel that amazing sunshine warming your face. Take a big happy breath in and let it out with a smile. Say it with me. I am ready to grow again.
I am ready to grow again.
I am ready to grow again. Beautiful job, explorers. You just moved through a whole year, through Persephone's journey. And your own. Every season has its own kind of magic, doesn't it? Spring blooms, summer shines, autumn lets go, and winter rests. We need all of them. Each part of you, light and dark, busy and still, belongs in the same beautiful rhythm. Take a final deep breath in. And let it out slowly. Notice how your body feels now. Strong like summer, quiet like winter. Ready like spring? Wherever you are, it's perfect. Every season teaches us something. To bloom, shine, release, rest, and rise again. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Let's unzip our belief backpack and see what treasures we've collected from Persephone's journey today. Wow! The seasons aren't just something happening outside our window. They're happening inside us, too. When life feels bright and busy, that's your spring and summer energy. When you feel quiet or tired, that's your autumn and winter. Every part of you has its purpose. Just like the earth, even when you're resting, you're still growing. Why? Persephone's story reminds us that change can be hard, but it's not the end. When the world feels cold or dark, kindness and love can bring warmth again. Demeter's love brought spring back to the earth. Your love for family, friends, even yourself can do the same. What now? Try noticing what season your heart is in today. If you feel like spring, share your bright ideas. If you feel like summer, help somebody else shine. If you feel like autumn, practice letting go of something that's weighing you down. And if you feel like winter, rest. It's the world's way of saying you're safe to pause. Then, no matter what season you're in, sprinkle a little love into the world. That's how we keep life blooming. Let's take one deep breath together in through your nose and out through your mouth. Whisper to yourself, I can grow through every season.
I can grow through every season.
Magnificent job, faithful explorers. you journeyed through sunshine and shadow, through stillness and bloom. Just like Persephone, you moved, breathed, and imagined with your whole heart. Remember, change isn't something to fear. It's the way the world keeps dancing. Even the quiet seasons help new things grow. So, whenever you need a little courage or calm, come back to this story. Or roll out your mat and move through your seasons flow again. If you loved this movement story, visit faithfullyexplore.com to download your seasons flow yoga poster. Color it, hang it up, and use it whenever you need to find your calm or your sunshine. Follow or subscribe so you can join our next adventure, One Love, One Heart. We'll travel to the island of Jamaica to explore Rastafarian beliefs and discover how love and music can bring people together as one family. Until then, take a deep breath in and whisper one last time, I can grow through every season.
I can grow through every season.
Stay curious, stay kind, and keep your hearts in bloom.